because of this arm, they're up and about having a cup of tea 20 or so minutes later. It's a very expensive piece of equipment, obviously, and it's going to take some time raising the money. But every...
How much are we talking, do you know?
Loose figure, you could be looking about £750,000 upwards. Right. You know, £1 million or thereabouts. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. If I won £30 million in the National Lottery, that clears it instantly. But right. Sadly, I haven't won £30 million in the National Lottery. I haven't even won a tenner, so there you go. But the point about it is that this is something which is going to benefit the community. Because remember, when you look at the health stories, there's a real problem with obesity, stroke, etc. The possibility that these obesity, certain illnesses can actually cause heart problems. So at some point, some of us may well need to use this piece of equipment. The other thing that we're doing is supporting a charity which is based also at Frimley Park, and that's prostate cancer research. Now, this is something which I feel I know quite a bit about because my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer. Thankfully, he's still alive. But the fact that he is alive really does prove the value of early detection. So what I would say to all men is get yourself regularly checked out. Have a well man check. And if something is found that's untoward, the first thing you must not do is panic. Because you know, the earlier you act, the greater the chances of surviving this. But this charity does phenomenal work in terms of treating people and also trying to find new ways in terms of that breakthrough. You know, finding about the causes of this. You know, perhaps why some men are more prone to it than others. I mean, how much of it is down to lifestyle? How much of it is down to genetics? It's a huge area of research. But they have been saving lives, and we must never forget that. But apart from these two charities, what we're also trying to do is to support other charities. There are hundreds of charities around the Surrey Heath area where people do the most phenomenal things, but it's done in silence.
Yeah.
You know, people don't know about it, except, of course, those who are the immediate beneficiaries. And you know something? For some of these charities, 50 quid, 20 quid or 100 quid can make a phenomenal amount of difference. You and I probably don't think that much about it. In relative terms, it's a small sum of money. But for some of these charities, it can really turn things around. Even if it's just buying a piece of equipment from which everyone's going to benefit. It could be a dishwasher. It could be a washing machine. It could be cutlery. Whatever. So what we're trying to do is to support everybody. It's not just these two key charities. They are important, but also some of the smaller guys, the men and women who are working on a voluntary basis, and they're doing this because they care. And remember, that burden of responsibility is going to get a hell of a lot better as the year progresses. I don't want to get political, but there is a lot of talk about the big society. And that means that a lot of responsibility is going to be carried by these groups. So I think that obviously if we all muck in and do what we can, that's going to make their job a lot easier and also improve the quality of life for some of the people that they're trying to serve.
Right. You've mentioned the big society, and I remember something you said to me some time ago. I think we were at the McMillan big coffee morning they did there at Pennyhill Park, and we were talking about the big society, and you said, and quite rightly so, that the big society, which is a hot topic right now,
absolutely,
has been happening in Surrey Heath for years.
It's been happening for years, absolutely. Yeah. And this is something which a lot of people in Westminster, and also some of those immediately outside Westminster, don't know, because I'm not a political journalist, but it really intrigues me when I watch the coverage of these big society stories that people tend to look at it in terms of, well, aren't you asking too much of people? Isn't this a tall order? You're expecting people to do X, you're expecting people to do Y, you're expecting people to do Z. And I think to myself, well, hang on a minute. I happen to live in an area where the things which you're depicting as mountains are actually being conquered every single day. And it hasn't just happened. It's been going on for years. Why don't you come to Surrey Heath and see how people do things here? And you'll actually see that, you know, people have been doing it for years, often with shoestring finance behind them. And the results that they've achieved have been absolutely phenomenal, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes these things are overlooked. Maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe people feel, some sort of sections of the media, that perhaps these things aren't important enough to warrant front page coverage. I don't know.